of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Presented by Balcones and Centex Rehabilitation.
All right, here we go. Mike Fisher on Fridays, every Friday at just after 4 o'clock. And sometimes when there's other news, he'll jump on with us because that's the kind of person that he is. Mike joins us. Paul Catalina, I'm David Smoke.
Yeah,
we're at Panther Stadium tonight, high school football, Midway and Killeen. Mike, I know there's a lot of smoke in the air, I guess you could say, about Minka Fitzpatrick of the Dolphins and players wanting to trade. And how much of this is legitimate?
The Cowboys and the Dolphins have spoken, and Stephen Jones acknowledged that today on my radio station, 105.3 The Fan. And then I followed up to make sure, because that's kind of general. I mean, we always talk all the time with all the teams about all the players, but the Cowboys and the Dolphins have spoken about Minka, the cornerback from Alabama, the 11th overall pick last year, who is disgruntled in Miami. And so there's a little fire in the smoke, you bet.
Where would they plug him in? Would he be at safety? I mean, because they've moved him around all over the place in Miami.
And of course, the fact that they moved him around is part of the reason that he's so disgruntled. He, at Alabama, and you guys are college football guys, so you know this even better than I do. At Alabama, they used him in that Nick Saban star job where, you know, like we, Smokey, we used to call it the monster, didn't we, when we were kids? Where,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just plays wherever he wants. He's a middle linebacker, safety, cornerback, defensive end, and he just goes wherever the ball is. And Minka was that in Alabama. And I think if you ask Nick Saban, I believe that he's on record as saying that Minka is one of his favorite players that he's ever had. And so when Jason Garrett calls his buddy coach Saban and says, like the same way he did last year with Amari Cooper, another Alabama guy, and says, does he love football? Is he a knucklehead? All that kind of stuff. I'm sure Saban's going to give him a great grade. Now, does he give him a grade as a linebacker? No. He shouldn't be playing linebacker. That doesn't make any sense for Miami. I'm not sure why they're doing that. In Dallas, do they need a safety better than Depay? That would be nice if you could pull that off. Does he jump in and start ahead of Byron and Cheeto? He does not. By the way, Byron, my red-hot prediction is he's starting this week. Smokey, he did everything in practice this week. There's no reason to hold back Byron anymore, with all due respect to Anthony Brown. I think the bigger question is, because we know that the Cowboys liked him in the draft, so they must have had a position for him in the draft, is what do you want to spend on him in assets? He's under contract. You can have him for 4 more years, including this year, at an average of $4 million a year is his contract. So that's not a problem. What do you want to give up for him, Smokey?
Paul?
I know what the Dolphins are going to ask for.
Well,
but
you don't give up someone like that for free. And that's the thing. Fans will say, oh, throw in a three. You know, you got to throw in something with quality. Is that something? Do they have first-round picks to give away? And would they do that with the Amari Cooper trade?
Okay, let's go back to Amari. And it was the right thing to do at the time. Their thinking, as we all recall, was, well, we're not going to get a better player than Amari Cooper with the 19th overall pick. No, and you're not. You know, we got a two-time – he made the Pro Bowl twice in his first 3 years in the NFL. Now, it's going to cost more money, but we have cap room. We can make that work. So, same thing here. Are you going to get a better player? The Cowboys are going to be a good team this year, right? They're not finishing in the top five in the draft. So, they're going to draft, 20th or 25th. Are you going to get a player better than Minka with the 25th overall pick in next year's draft? No, there's no way. So that would be the argument for, okay, we can try to stomach giving up a one, although Jerry Jones hated to do it. It really did pain him to therefore then not be a player in that next draft. So that's a steep price. But what we're hearing from Miami is they want a number one pick as part of the package. And they don't want your failed players. So all this talk about Taco Charlton, it so happens that Joel Siegel is the agent for Taco and for Minka, and by the way, also for Amari Cooper. And so somebody needs to give Taco a home, because this is not working here at all. But Taco would be a sidebar throw into this. They want a one and a this and a that. Here's I think, the bottom line, Smokey, if you think about this not from a Cowboys perspective but more from a 30,000-feet angle. If the Dolphins are tanking this year, and they are, and they're trying to build for the future, and they're trying to be young and take their lumps now. Minka's 22 years old. Why would you get rid of him? Mm-hmm. Why don't you go ahead and make it work? And I know grumpy old men like me and Smokey, you know, we like it better when the coach just told you to go tackle a tree and went and put your head into a tree. And kids don't do that anymore, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's a 22-year-old first-round draft pick who you thought had brilliant talent. Why don't you find a way to make that work instead of dumping him when times are tough?
Mike, do you think that the NFL is starting to become and it may be more difficult, but are we starting to see what could be a trend in the NFL of players demanding not only trades, which they've done before, but now this super team situation that you see in the NBA with players saying, I'm not going to play unless I go here?
I want players to be empowered, but as a fan, purely, you know, like as a person who believes in America, I want players to be empowered like they are in the NBA, like they are in baseball. But as a fan of football, aren't we all starting to hate this one aspect of the NBA where you get the impression that, like, at halftime of games, guys are going up to each other in the other team and say, hey, why don't you come play for us next year?
Yep, yep.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. And I'm not saying that it's got to be 1890 when the reason you played for Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh is because we were farmers in Cincinnati and you were farmers in Pittsburgh, and that was our hometown, so that's who we represented. And I wore red socks, and so, you know, all right? So we're the Cincinnati Redlegs because we're farmers with red socks. I'm not calling for us to go back to 1890, but that's why I loved what Tank Lawrence did with the Giants, the little Giant this week. Loved it. The little boy will get over it. I bet you Tank will send him an autographed Tank jersey. I really do. I bet you he will, and we'll have a lot of fun with it. In the meantime, you guys remember when this used to be Redskins Week, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And in Washington, this used to be Dallas Week, and they hated Dallas this week, and we hated them. It doesn't matter that Roger Staubach was an American hero. They hated him. It doesn't matter that Washington, D.C. is our nation's capital. We hated Washington, and we did it for the Eagles and the Giants, too. I grew up in Minnesota. When I was a little boy, I didn't like the state of Wisconsin because of the Packers. I was against the state of Wisconsin. As far as I'm concerned, it was Russia. And I don't mean to sound like an old man talk here, but sports was way better then. And it's one of the reasons college sports still is what it is. For all the seedy underbelly of college football, Texas and Texas A&M really do sports hate each other, and that's fun.
Mike, to the game this week, if the Cowboys play to what their ability is, they should win this game, and they, much like maybe the Eagles did last week. But what scares you the most about the Redskins matching up with the Cowboys, if anything?
I guess that I have some concern that the Cowboys' heads might get a little big. They might start believing their press clippings and all that kind of junk. They are young. I think, weren't they the young? They were the youngest team in the playoffs last year, I think. So they're young and good. I do think that this head coach is pretty good at preventing that, and this quarterback is pretty good at preventing that. But it's hard to see many bright spots on the Redskins. They're better than the Giants, except the Redskins continue to be in disarray as a franchise on down. They got a broken quarterback. They got a broken star running back. They're missing two offensive linemen, missing two defensive linemen. They'll be missing their tight end, and it's week two. And so the Cowboys roster is better, way better, but the Cowboys roster is way healthier. And that's why Dallas is going to, I think, muscle up on the Redskins this weekend in Washington.
I agree with you on that. And I don't know if Jordan Reed has ever played more than about five or six. He's so talented, but he's always, it seemed like, on the injured list. And now, of course, serious because concussion now is the word next to him.
Right.
I'm not sure if he ever plays again. Hey, Fish, thank you as always. Mike Fisher at Fish Sports on Twitter.